Barack Obama campaigned for the presidency with a pledge to close the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, end the military commission proceedings of prisoners there, and abolish the Bush administration's authorization for torture and abusive treatment of American-held detainees. In a December 2007 newspaper interview, Obama said, quote, "As president, I will abide by statutory prohibitions and have the Army Field Manual govern interrogation techniques for all United States government personnel and contractors." Dozens, if not hundreds, of those being held at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, U.S. bases in Afghanistan, and the unidentified locations of CIA secret prisons have been subjected to brutal interrogations. U.S. soldiers and former detainees have come forward to talk about the stress positions, sexual humiliation, isolation, sleep deprivation, exposure to heat and cold, use of dogs for intimidation, and waterboarding that were employed against terrorist suspects and others. An unknown number of prisoners have died after being abused in U.S. custody. Human rights advocates have urged Obama to appoint an independent prosecutor to initiate a criminal investigation of former Bush administration officials who have authorized torture. While many support the president-elect's stated position on torture, conservative commentators and some in Congress would like to maintain a policy that prohibits the U.S. Armed Forces from engaging in abusive interrogation methods banned by the U.S. Army Field Manual, but allow the CIA to go outside the manual's guidelines. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Christopher Anders, senior legislative counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union, who explains why abolition of government-authorized torture must be a top priority for President-elect Obama's administration.
For those people in the administration who authorized and ordered the use of torture and abuse, there should be a criminal investigation. And there's certainly enough already out there in the public record to support a criminal investigation. Now, whether a prosecutor would find enough to make out a criminal case against anyone, and whether all the evidence is there to prove the case, is something that investigators and the Justice Department would have to determine. But certainly, we live in a country where no one should be above the law. That the same law that applies to privates and sergeants at Abu Ghraib, who many are now serving prison terms for their role, apply to the people at the top, too. So, you know, we have one law that applies to everyone, and there should be no one who is immune from either criminal investigations or criminal prosecution simply because they have a nice office in Washington and are not, you know, a 18 or 20-year-old serving at the bottom of the food chain there.
How confident are you that President Obama, when he takes power, will immediately close Guantanamo and other secret CIA prisons that may be still operating around the world?
Well, we're pretty confident that he's going to do it. Now, it's we've built an entire campaign. If you go to ACLU.org, you can get lots of information about it. We've built an entire campaign around what we're calling our day one issues. And the interesting thing is that all of those things can be done by executive order. President-elect Obama does not have to wait for Congress to pass anything in order to change all those policies, because all those policies were put in place by executive action, by President Bush's own actions. So anything that President Bush did by his own power can be undone by the next president, by President Obama. So that's one of the things that we're looking for. Now, with shutting down Guantanamo, obviously it's going to take a certain amount of transition time to do that. There are about 250 detainees left at Guantanamo. The vast majority of those would have to be and would be repatriated back to their home countries or to other countries that do not engage in torture or abuse. And then the remaining ones, we believe, should end up being charged and tried in federal criminal civilian courts rather than in front of these kangaroo courts known as military commissions.
Now, in another area, some members of Congress, as the ACLU has said, may be moving toward a compromise on abolishing U.S. government authorization of torture, such as waterboarding and other abusive interrogation methods. You want to tell us a little bit about what you're hearing in terms of the issue of compromise on torture?
Yeah, and I think this may be an issue that seems to be clearing up a little bit, but I think it also is an area where we all have to be on guard. I think there were a couple of comments made by some important members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, particularly Senator Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, that were disturbing in that, as they were quoted in the New York Times, it looked as if they were backing away from their commitment to applying the Army Field Manual on interrogations, which is a maybe not the world's best standard, but a very good one on what can and cannot be done during interrogations. And what they have each clarified since that initial report, that they remain committed to applying that standard to all government agencies, specifically to the CIA. But it is one of the things that we really have to be all on watch for, is that there is a temptation when you're in Congress and your party is in power, your party's in the White House, to not put a lot of restraints on the White House. One of the things that we saw, years ago was that when Bill Clinton was president, a lot of the Republicans who were controlling Congress at that time were very diligent about not giving the president expanded powers in terms of, wiretapping and eavesdropping and things like that, because they had concerns about Janet Reno having that power. But as soon as their person, George Bush, got in power, a lot of those same Republicans started leading the charge for vast new powers to be giving over to the Justice Department for eavesdropping, wiretapping, and other things. And one of the things that we want to make sure, as Democrats control now two branches, will soon control two branches of the government, that we don't have that same dynamic at work, and that Congress still has to remain the watchdog, and Congress still has to remain a part of the government that that remains a check on the executive, even if they're both controlled by the same party.
That was Christopher Anders, Senior Legislative Counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union. Contact the group at area code 202-457-0800 or visit their website at aclu.org.